Morning. Today I'd like to start the Siman Kutzarihei, which is Siman Harchokos, with a general introduction to the topic of Harchokos, and we'll get the Sif Aleph. I'll take us a number of shiurim to go through. I think I forwarded all those marmakomos, next number of shiurim. We have a pasuk in Chumash in Parshas Achrimos, source 1, Vayikra Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Vav. Ish ish al kol she'er besarlo sikravu legalos ervani Hashem. And a pasuk has an expression, lo sikravu, okay? There's also a pasuk in a little bit later in the same parak, I printed in source 3, Relisha ben Relisha parak yurchas pasuk yates, and achimos, Relisha ben Yudah tumosa lo sikrav legalos ervo. So that's the so-called Parshas Arayas. The last section of Parshas Achimos, related to Minchatan and Kippur, the Parshas of the Arayas. So there are two places, the pasuk Rav and pasuk yates. We have the expression lo sikravu, lo sikrav, and the sifra on the first pasuk, on the pasuk above, the sifra is in Parsha Ches Perek Gimel, in those bays. The sifra says, source 2, Vel Isha Benidas Tumosa, I'm sorry, the second pasuk it says, Vel Isha Benidas Tumosa lo sikrav agala sevosa, Ein li ela shalo yigala. I might have thought shaligala is an expression of gilui, like gilui arayas, actual sexual intercourse. I might have thought the only iser is shaligala. Menayin shalo sikrav. How do we know that it includes any kirubos or any kind of physical contact? Okay, Talmud lomar lo sikrav. That's why it says lo sikrav. Now I might have thought ain li elo nida. Okay, I might have thought, well, that's a special chumra by nida. Then bal tikrav u bal tigale. The pasuk says, "Well, you should be dancing with those sikrav." Menayim lechol arayos, bal tikravu, bal sikravu, all the others. Talmud lomar, the first pasuk, the pasuk of pasuk God, lo sikravu legalos. So the sifra is a drasha that included in the prohibition of arayos in general and specifically nida. In particular, we have an iser of kiruv basar, any kind of physical contact coming close physically, and now is an iser of tashmish, but any kind of physical contact. So there is a brisa in Avestor Abnasan. Avestor Abnasan, there are a number of different versions of the Avestor Abnasan. Avestor Abnasan is one of the so-called Mesichtas Ketanas, which is reprinted at the end of Seder Nezikin, in the regular Shas volumes, the very end of, after Pirkei Avos, so you have Avestor Abnasan. So in Avestor Abnasan, Perek Beis, Alaf Aleph, so this we discussed before, you just returned the Sefer to me, so we discussed this question of Ezel Siog Sha'asta Torah. We mentioned in the past Shirim, that usually when you think of a syog is something that the Chachamim imposed to safeguard a Torah law. Syog means a fence, right? A safeguard. Usually the Chachamim say, don't eat poultry, you know, chicken with milk, because it may come to violate the Torah. It's the Torah only prohibits eating red meat with milk, right? Gedi, behema, okay? The Torah only forbids what we call red meat, but if you're going to get accustomed to eating chicken with milk, you'll end up eating red meat with milk, because they go together very often. And they even call it meat. In English, too, we call chicken and turkey, we call it meat, white meat, dark meat, and so on. So therefore, it's going to lead to a mix-up. Well, other things, Shabbos, other areas, where the Chachamim made his siog, they said, don't ride on the back of an animal on Shabbos, you may break off a branch, or whatever siog you come up with. Many, but sometimes you have the Torah itself imposes the siog. So that's what the Avos Abnasan says, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, 40, Ezeu siog she'asa Torah vera. This is one of them. Harei Omer v'Elisha v'Yirach Tumasa lo sikrav. Okay, since the Torah expresses the iser with regard to a woman who's in need of lo sikrav, I would have thought yochol yichabkena v'inashkena. I thought I could hug her, I could kiss her, I could be in physical culture, contact with her. V'yadaber ima dvar mitam. I could talk, you know, chit chat and so on with her. Talmud lomar lo sikrav. Yochol tishan imo. Maybe I could sleep in the same bed, but she'll be in her garments, and he'll be in his garment again. Talmud Omar, lo sikrav. There are various different things which we learn from this phrase, lo sikrav. And so that's in the Avos Abnasan. So there are a number of places where we have a siyag min haTorah. We mentioned Yosef Engel wrote that essay in his collection of essays called the Lekach Tov. He has 17 essays on different Tovah's Gemachi 17, 17 essays on different Shas topics. And one of them is he collects a whole bunch of places where you have a Siog that the Torah imposes. The Ran writes that's the Bayero by Amatzeh, since we're within 30 days of Pesach now, right? So the according to the Ran and Pesachim, the Isser Bayero by Amatzeh, not to have Chometz in your possession on Pesach, it's really a Siog, because the real Isser, of course, is to eat Chometz on Pesach. So he holds, and that's one of the things that the Yosef Engel quotes in his essay, and there are many, many others. He doesn't quote everything. He wrote the ones that came to his mind. Yosef borrowed the Sefer, I happen to have it on desk, Ksonis Yosef, which was a Sefer Tikkun that the yeshiva put out in memory of Yosef Lenevsky. When was it from? I don't remember. 2002, so it's almost 20 years ago. But this Yosef Lenevsky, who used to hang around the yeshiva, passed away, so they put out a volume in his memory, and he was a big a fan of the Torah of Yosef Engel, and so the number of different people contributed essays, some of the essays, including one that I wrote on a different subject, had to do with Yosef Engel's Svarim, so Rabbi Feldman wrote on this piece in Lech Tov, and he found, what is it, five or six other places, and there are others also he didn't print. So a whole number of places we have a siyag. But anyway, for our purposes, there's certainly a siyag in the Torah. And the Torah itself says, Lo Sikra, the real issur is to have sexual relations with the Nida or with the other Arayas. But to prevent that from happening, the Torah itself imposed a siyag. They shouldn't have any close, Lo Sikra, Lo Sikaru, any close physical contact. Good. Then it tells a story. The fourth line. Some young Talmud Chacham who learned and he was Mishamish Talmud Chacham and he studied a lot and so he died very young. Her wife was so disappointed and so shattered that her husband, who was Lechora, a very fine, upstanding young Talmud Chacham, and he died at such a young age, and she stood in front of the Beis Medrash screaming, you know, he studied Torah all day and he wore tefillin and so on. And says, she had a tinus, so to speak. Why did my husband meet this terrible fate? God, at a young age, he was such an observant, fine person. And nobody answered her. Until finally, Eliyahu Navi showed up. And he asked her, while I beat him, what are you crying and screaming about so much? And she said, Rebbe, my husband learned a lot, and he was Mishamish HaMechachamim, and he studied, and he died young. Amalei, kisha'at benida seich, when you were in Nida. Okay, what was the story between you and you were in Nida? Amalei, Rebbe, chasa, shalom, shalom, no, gonna be a fit of aspect, kind of chasa, we didn't touch each other when I was in Nida. Don't he actually warned me not to touch anything? And what about Kalos Yom Achonim? What about that's the first 3 days? We'll learn later that maybe more common the first 3 days, but the rest of the week. She admitted that that the later 4 days of the week when she didn't need that, we had more physical intimate contact, but there was nothing sexual about it. We didn't think of having tashmish. There was no having that tashmish. And the Navi said, that's why he got punished, because he was in violation of this Isser Lo Sikra. It's true, maybe he didn't have any intention to have any kind of sexual relation, but he had physical contact in violation of this law from the Torah, Lo Sikra. That's how the story is in Avos Drav Nosan. Similarly, the Gemara in Shabbos, source number 5, the Gemara in Shabbos, presents the same story. Actually, a slight nuance difference, which we'll talk about, but the Gemara in Shabbos is on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph from the bottom of the page, going over to Gimel Beis. Tana de Be'elio, so same thing, Be'elio, right? Ma'isa B'talmud Echad, Shoshana Harbe V'Kara Harbe V'Shivu Shemani Chacham Harbe V'Meis B'chat Yom. Ma'isa Ishtar, no tell us Tzilam, Ma'chzartu V'Esak B'atei Knesis V'atim Roshos. She took his tefillin, she screamed, you know, Ksiv B'Torah, Ki Hu Chayach V'Archamecha. Ba'al Yishashana, the Torah seems to promise long life that's associated with being observant and keeping mitzvahs and so on. And she had a taina, why did he die? No one answered. Pa'amachas, there's Tana de Be'elio, so Leo is talking. So this is now a new Gimel Bay, second paragraph of 5. Pa'amachas, Nisarachti, Etzel V'Haisa Mesicha, Kalo Samara. I was once with her, and she told me the whole story. V'amartila, Biti, Bimeini, Duseich, Mahu, Etzlech. Okay, what was with the two of you when you were in Nida? And she said, Chas Shalom, Afil, Be'ezra, Kalam, Rogami. Now here is a slight nuance and a difference, if you pick it up, between what's in the Gemara and Shabbos and the version presented in Avos Drav Nosan. The second question is not the distinction between the first 3 days and the last 4 days. Rather, Bimei Libunech. What about the days after you were no longer bleeding? You were no longer in Nida. Okay, you're not, technically, certainly under Isol, you were finished, but you were counting Libunech, the Shiva Nikiyim. Okay, Mao said, then he said, that's when she admitted, that week, then she admitted that we had physical contact, limited, more, but still limited physical contact. We certainly never had a havamina to be together in terms of sex relations. A little bit of a nuanced difference. What's the situation here? According to the version, the Gemara in Shabbos and Matzil Gimel, what happened here is that when they interacted with each other, they made a distinction. When she was actually still bleeding, she was a nida, as opposed to during the Shemitah when she was still usher to him, but that she was doing, she wasn't actually technically bleeding. Okay, and that's what the Leonov is, that's why he's punished. That's what the little secret. Let's look at the Rashi. Rashi says, "V'shimish talchamim." Okay, fine. Well, what does shimish talchamim mean? It's interesting. Rashi, "Vasbiro stumos hamishim v'tameh v'honikar talmud." Shimish talchamim is not that you got the Rebbe a cup of coffee. Okay, it means you learn Talmud, how to analyze things. Okay, anyway. So nidu, what is the distinction between b'mei nidusech and b'mei livuneich? So Rashi explains there in 6 on Yudgimel Beis, nidusech kol shiva shel re'ia rishona. Right, the 7 days starting from the first year, that week of Nidah, that's Nidusei. But Libuneich, the word Lavan, Kagon Zoga, Shesoferes Shivin Akim Misha Poska, counting the Shivin Akim after the bleeding stopped, and Utsricha Lios Loveshes Lavanim Lubedika, and that's what she's supposed to wear, white undergarments, to make sure that there's no dam. Shematir Vitisha Shirosa. So that's the distinction that appears in Warren Shabbos, and so she was more lenient, so to speak, during the week when she was technically not bleeding anymore. But it's not correct. That's what Elinovi said, because the pasuk says benidas tumasa. That's the language of Gemara. Elisha benidas tumasa. That's the pasuk we had above in Perek Yud Ches and Achrimos. Perek Yud Ches pasuk Yud Ches. So it's 3. Elisha benidas tumasa lo sikrab legala servosa. And says the word is benidas tumasa. So it says Rashi, ve'ad she'tavoba mayim u'tvila he benidasa. She remains in either. Her status remains unchanged until she goes to the mikveh. So it doesn't matter whether technically she's bleeding now or not. Okay, the mar binan mitiya benidasa b'havayosete ad she'tavoba mayim. The Torah is funny. Quotes a brisa. Okay, b'havayosete. Okay, nida te. He's actually referring to a different pasuk. Okay, the Gemara doesn't quote that pasuk. The Gemara quotes Elisha ben Nidas Tumasa, but Rashi refers to a different pasuk. Ba'avayasa tehei, the tia ben Nidasa, shivas yamim tia ben Nidasa. So tia means she remains, ba'avayasa, in that status. And that status remains even though she technically stopped bleeding, and even if she passed the Doraisa days of 7, but if she didn't go to the mikveh, then she, even on the Doraisa level, she'd go to the mikveh, she's still considered to be a Nida. Acha tava mayim, right? Now that pasuk, the brasha that we have, that's what Rashi refers to in the Torah's Kohanim. We actually have it, the Gemara quotes the different pasuk. Okay, there an earlier pasuk in Parshas Metzora. It says Parak Tetzvava pasuk Lamed Beis Lamed Gimel. Okay, Zos Torah Sazav and so on. The Hadava Benidasa, Hadava Benidasa. So there. The Gemara later in Shabbos on the Samach Dal of Beis, that's not the drasha the Gemara quotes, okay? But so look at source number 8. The Gemara in Shabbos Samach Dal of Beis, Elamat Tamalor B'Havadav B'Nidasa 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 Tehei Ad Shetava B'Mayim. The drasha Rashi seems to quote is Shivas Yom Tia B'Nidasa B'Havadasa Tehei. It's not exactly the same drasha, but the same purpose. Okay, whatever exactly the source is. Okay, but either way, that's the halacha. As Rashi says, as the Gemara says, again, Samach Dal and Beis, source number 8, Elamat Tamalom Ba'adavadavadasa, Bidasa Tehei, Achatavam Mayim. She remains in the status of Anita, whether she technically continues to bleed now or not. Even if she's done with the bleeding, she still remains Anita until such time as she goes to the mikveh. Okay, and Rashi explains, and though it's source 9, Samach Dal and Beis, Tehei, Bidasa, Bitumasa, Achatavam Mayim Litpol. The Af Alpi, says Rashi, Shavru Shiva Shelo, Pasuk Mayana. Even though 7 days have gone by, there's no Doraisa issue. Pasuk on her, she stopped bleeding, stopped, no flow, or any flow stopped, doesn't matter. Until you go to the mikveh, remains in either. Okay, and so that's that's the background in terms of that. And that's according to the conclusion, we put everything together, that's what was going on with this woman and her husband, the Eliyahu Navi, okay? According to the version of the Gemara in Shabbos, Eliyahu Novi is explaining that even though she was finished with her technical bleeding, her period was over, but since she hadn't gone to the mikveh, the Yemei Libuna, she shouldn't have touched him either. That's what he's punished for. Okay, that's the version of the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gimel Beis, when, because otherwise, why would nobody ask you two questions? B'mei Nidusech, what did you do? And B'mei Libunin, what did you do? So she thought, and they thought, that during the Yemei Libunin, you can have coolers. Okay, because after all, she's no longer technically having a period right now. She's finished already. And therefore, but since she had, the point is, the lesson was that since she hadn't gone to the mikveh, then all the regular dinner remained in effect. Since she hadn't gone to the mikveh, she was still in either, even though she wasn't bleeding. Well, that's the sugya. Now, the question is, do we assume, Take, that Kiruv Basar, and this is the Raisa, and where does it fit in with the other Arayas, and so, Kiruv Basar with the Lanita, or with any of the Arayas? So this is a Machlokas Ram Ramban, with this Isser of touching, of Negiya, okay? Today we live with a new term called Shoma Negiya. You know, there's no such term. There's a term Shoma Shabbos, Shoma Negiya, you know, whatever. Anyway, so Negiya or Kiruv Basar, what's the story in terms of its status as a mitzvah, or the Issur D'Oraisa, the Issur D'Rabbanan? So the Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvahs Losa says Shin Nun Gimel, 10. HaMitzvah Shin Nun Gimel, he says, Yirano Mikaro, or Mikiruv La'achas, Mikol El Arayas, Vapilu Belo Bia. Any type of sexual contact, and so sexual type contact, the Rambam says, this is forbidden even without bia, meaning deraisa. Countenance is one of the tired mitzvahs, one of the mitzvahs losa says shin and gimel. And that's the pasuk that we started with back in Perek Ches, in pasuk vav, back in source number one. The Rambam quotes that pasuk. That's what the pasuk says. But who amri salabis ha'az har mizeh, ish is el kol serbas, al lo sikru legal serba. And then he quotes the other pasuk too, the later pasuk. Okay. Kilo yomar lo sikur. Oh, sorry, the darshan's first. Kilo yomar lo sikur. Mahin kir mehen kir yavo legila legalas arayas. And then he quotes that sifra lo sikur legalas elo legal lo shalegalam and I am shalikar kamal omar lo sikur and elo benida. But rather he quotes the other pasuk, the whole sifra that we quoted. So according to the Rambam, there's an issur to physically approach any of the arayas in any kind of physical fashion, even without bia. So according to Rambam, it's pretty clear we're dealing with issur d'oraisa, both by nida and when it comes to the other arayas as well. Okay, and the Rambam, that's in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. In Mishnah Torah, in Hilchos Issur Bia, Parakof Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Rambam says this as well, 11. Kol haba al erbon arayas derech evorim, even if it's a, you know, contact of the limbs, contact, physical contact, o shechibek v'nishach derech aiba, that's an important distinction around those magic two words. Has to be, that's the whole question of shaking woman's hand, the tapping the shoulder. We'll come back to that another time. But anyway, if it's done derech taiva, some sort of a, you know, an arousing kind of way, then nebekir basar is a lokem min hatara. The one that said the rice, the Ram says, hugging and kissing and this type of physical contact, Ram says it's also lokem min hatara. The one that said the rice, shenemar. He also quotes the pasuk lo sikravu and so on and so forth. What does it mean? Lo sikravu lo dvar mavi lo de gila arayas. That's gila arayas. That's halacha aleph. And halacha beis, the Rambam says, also dover mechuk ozela harei chashal arayas and so on. Okay. And then he mentions there are other harchakas, which we'll talk about. Also lo adam likro to wink and to make other types of, you know, sexual suggestive behavior and so on and so forth, or to smell her besamim, those things are not the araisa. Those things are no physical contact at all. That the Rambam says, makin l'miskavon adam azeh makas martins. Mistakal avu v'etzu tanash l'isha, miskavon adam kamish yistakam up my tarba, filish mo kol erba, kol isha, and hair of a woman, and so on and so forth, also drabana. Okay, that the Rambam admits is drabana. Okay, so there are some things, but actual physical contact, Ram is clear that that's an issur d'oraisa. Okay, now, the only thing is that seems to be a conflicting Gemara over there in Shabbos. I don't know if you have Gimel Omen Aleph, because the Gemara says 12, Upliga the Rabbi Pedas. This whole concept is of there being concern for physical contact aside from sexual intercourse, that it's also d'oraisa. This is Upliga the Rabbi Pedas, 12. That same daf and Shabbos, you give one out. The Amar Kedosh lo asa Torah el akurva shel gila arayas bulvad. Okay, upliga. Okay, Rashi the pliga 13. Rav Yosef the Pashma Dorsha High Kroli Issa the Kedosh, but against our Kedosh, who says that it's only Issa of gila arayas. Rashi says 13. The second Rashi, gila arayas means tashmish manish. Okay, actual, you know, intercourse. Ushar kurva says Rashi. I feel kira basa vidrabanan. Okay, that the rest is all the Rabbanan and so on. So that there's a different shita, And out of the Shita of Rav Pedos, it seems to say that it's only this is the Raisa. If you touch one of the Arayas, it actually leads to Tashmish Mamash. One of the things is the Rabbana. What's the Rashi explain? Now, the Rambam clearly holds that we pass not like Rav Pedos. We pass in the Raisa. However, notably, the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban, in his Asagas to the Sefer HaMitzvahs there, in Mitzvah Slosa says Shin Nun Gimel, 14. Kosa Rambam quotes quotes the whole Rambam.
Is the Rambam really not passing like Rabbi Pedos?
Say it again?
Is the Rambam really not passing like Rabbi Pedos?
Well, he says the only Issa, the Rabbi Pedos says the only Issa is Kirishul Gilarias. Okay, which Rashi is
unless it's like it's actually called out there. Right? The Rambam says only Kimfakol the Traveris is going to be the
right. Right, so it could be the Rambam will learn Gilarias differently in the statement of Rabbi Pedos. But again, the point is the Rambam clearly holds that it's an Issa D'Oraisa. Kirbos is an Issa D'Oraisa.
See, that's just how he's interpreting it to us.
Okay, it's fine. It could be. And not like Rashi. Yeah.
But the Ramban is definitely not asking it to us, no?
Right, so let's see what the Ramban says. So the Ramban says, V'nei harav motza b'raisa azub v'fereshes v'taladorb ilan godo. Okay. The Rambam evidently was basing his, he had a raya. The Rambam had a raya. From the story in Shabbos, the whole story with Elio and so on and the woman, okay. But he says it can't be, okay, because of a kviya in the Talmud, in the Rakein, she recrave a shame, but Gilar ever could go and keep a condition of love of the Malkus. Shari Gemar Shabbos, the rest of the story, it says, Shalom, Benida, Imuto, Shishka, Bala, Imamita, Achas, Hib, Vido, Hubigdo, Behar, Mahem, Misha, Asa, Behelo, Pliga, there are Pados. Right, some asa is against Rav Pedos because Rav Pedos says lo asa tov ela kravet shalagila erba bavad, and so on and so forth. Right, and he says, why didn't if this is what Rav Pedos meant, okay, that the lo asa tov ela kravet shalagila erba bavad. So why didn't the Gemara challenge Rav Pedos and say, what do you mean? It's against the brisa, not the asa kashin against Rav Pedos. Right, the Bryce, I'm talking about, you know, the Talmud of Elio. Why didn't they ask that as a refutation, so to speak, okay, of Rabbi Pedos? I mean, I do it over and over. Talmud Shimon Haisa, Bryce, or Edsel Emmett.
I think that the Rambam knew the Talmud of Elio.
Okay. Well, okay. But that's the Rabban assuming. He says, look at the third line from the bottom there, 14, source 14 on this page. I mean, I do it over and over with Talmud Shimon Haisa, Bryce, or Edsel Emmett. It's not just. I should have printed more of the page. Look it up in Shabbos. It's not just that story. Okay, it's other statements also. Okay, he never meant it in the Raisa. Okay, that whole Raisa is violent Issud Rabbanan. Okay, or he says maybe it's a funny he did, but maybe the Ramban says maybe it's a chatzi shir. Okay, it's a chatzi shir that kirva is a chatzi shir of tashmish. That's somewhat of an unusual application of chatzi shir. Okay, chatzi shir is usually a matter of amount, right? So it's also either Issati the Kazai, or the original Chatzi Shir topic is in Yuma, right? If I eat less than the Kippa, I eat a Chatzi Shir. It has to be the only also if you eat a Kosevet, I eat less than a Kosevet. So I only do, I violate this, if I eat a Kazai, I eat less than a Kazai. That's usually Chatzi Shir. Here, it's Chatzi Shir of something that's usually associated with Tashmish. Tashmish doesn't begin with Tashmish. First is physical caressing and other physical contact, and then it culminates in Tashmish. It only did part of it. The Ramban calls that Chatzi Shir. Okay, and he writes of Ainza Ikamidish Balava Ze El Cross Machabal. Okay, and what about the Pasuk Lo Sikrav? What about the Pasuk Lo Sikrav? So the Ramban writes, Vida Kya Kraval Ishta Bakos of Tomalabiya. Very often, Lo Sikrav means Bia, and he brings riots. Okay, Pasuk Pasuk Kisetzi, a guy who claims that his wife wasn't a Basula. It says, Well, Ekrav Eleha, Lo Matasi La Basula. Okay, and he has all the psukim. So therefore, says the Ramban, maybe to clarify before, I don't think the Gemara was talking the story of the Talmud of Elio. We're talking about the Sifra. Okay, Sifra in source 2. Let me clarify this. The Sifrot, sure, it says, look back in Source 2. That's what the Ramban is pointing out. You're right. It's not necessarily the story of the Talmud of Eliyahu, when he was talking about Nasa. It could be that wasn't, you know, doesn't have the status of a Bryce or whatever, but the Sifrot, Source 2, says, Eliyahu shall Yigala, Minayin shall Sikrot, Tamalon was Sikrot. That's a real Bryce. So that's what Ramban says. He would have had that Bryce, and that should have been thrown in the face of Rabbi Pindos. So that's what Ramban says. That's the Rabbanon. Okay, that whole din of low secret is only Rabbanon. You follow me? So you're correct. I mean, you point out that it's not the Beliyahu that the Ramban is saying they should have asked against Rabbi Pindos, but it's the Bryce and the Sifra, which you have to assume was known. Okay. Okay. So thank you. I mixed up. I think that's what Ramban means.
Sifra is definitely very early.
Yeah, and that was known. Okay, I mean, there are certainly occasions in the Gemara where the Gemara quote a Bryce on a Sifra or a Sifra or a Kulta, you know, as authoritative. So that's presumably what it meant. And since the Gemara didn't quote that Bryce on a Sifra as a challenge to the Zerubba does, maybe that's not how they learned it. They learned that it was the Rabbanan. And then the Rabban proves it, because the Sikra usually talk, it does mean beer. Okay, then the Ramban goes on. Here's where I got mixed up. Ramban goes on. It's all in the Hasagos to that mitzvah Shin and Gimel. Losos and Shin and Gimel. Then, B'chein Mamar B'Shabbos is going to live with Talmud Sh'omar Ishto Lelio. Okay, and what about that raya? That would also seem to be a raya. You can't ask that as a kasha because maybe they didn't know that. But Lamaisa, the Ramban could bring that as a raya. Now, we are dealing with a deraisa here because this person was punished and the language was Baruch Hamak Mashorgo Shalu Nosa Panam Latar. Right, look at that, the end of 5. The Gemara in Shabbat and Gimel Beis. Omar Tila, Eliyahu Navi said, I said to her, Baruch HaMakom Shargo, Shalo Nasa Ponim Latorah. So that expression, Shalo Nasa Ponim Latorah. Okay? Shalo Nasa Ponim Latorah. So he says, that what that means is, no, not that you didn't violate something in the Torah. Okay? It's you didn't keep, not that you violate something in the Torah, you violate something in the Rabbonim. Okay, because if it would have been over a lav on the Torah, the Gemara should have said, "What kind of lashon is that?" Shalonos upanim la Torah. Should have said, "Shalover al divrei Torah." Well, what's a funny language, right? Should have said, "Baruch hamakom shahargo shalover al divrei Torah." Well, what's that? Not mas upanim shalonos upanim la Torah. Should have said, "You know, he got punished because he violated a law from the Torah." Elamai didn't violate a law from the Torah. He violated some drabbanim. So the conclusion of Ramban, bottom line, is that we're dealing with a, now, by the way, full disclosure, let's remember that in the version on the Avos Rav Nosson, it doesn't say Shalom Nosson upon our Torah. Look at the end of 4, Amalei Baruch HaMak Mishrog Shekach Chosob HaTorah, and so on. So the Ramban's point works out better according to the Gemara, that we wouldn't have that unusual expression, Shalom Nasa Panama Torah. If you were trying to say the guy violated a different Torah, what is that? He was over for the Torah. Talk straight, right? So therefore, since it has unusual lashon, Nasa Panama Torah, you weren't properly observing the Torah because you didn't follow the Rabbanim's directives as to how to understand the Torah, and so that fits in better. It's true, but again, full disclosure, in the Rav Nosson version, it does have the gear so that the Ramban said, it should have said in the Gemara, well, it did kind of say that. Okay, now that's the position of the Ramban. Bottom line, if we're dealing here, the whole, the kir of Basar, by a nidra, by an ARI, is the Rabbanim. It's the Rabbanim. Okay, and that's why the Gemara didn't say to Yufta the Pidas based on the Sifra, because only Drabonim. I use that unusual expression, Shalom Nasa Panam Latara, and so on. We're dealing with the Drabonim. Okay, that's the rest of my hope is Ram Ramban. Good. 15, the Megillas Esther, right, who defends the Rambam always against the Megillas Esther on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Megillas Esther has nothing to do with Purim. It's Moshe Dilion, right? The author of he defends the Rambam against the Tainus of the Ramban in the Sefer. I think he writes in our book that when he completed the Sefer, his mother died or something. He did it in his memory. His mother's name is Esther, so he named the Sefer in the memory of his mother. Anyway, so the Megillah Esther on this mitzvah, Lo Sase Shin and Gimel, defends the Rambam. He says in 15, Mashahavi Od Raya Shein Bekir Basal Abin HaTorah, Mashahemar Osa Talmud Shalom Nosa Panam HaTorah, that Ramban's Tainus. Well, if it really would have been a Doraisa, would have said Shalom Ovar al Divrei Torah rather than Shalom Nasa. I don't think that's what it means. Okay, when it says Shelo Nosa Ponim Latara, and he Omer Shemaimer Zelokal Atalmud, Rakla Kadosh Baruch Hu Shelo Nosa Ponim Latoroso. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't look favorably. Sometimes when the Sias Ponim means looking favorably, like in the Birchas Konim. Yisa Shem Ponim Elecha, show, right? That's the Gemara has a Kasha. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't show favor to him. Remember the Gemara in Brachas, the Chof, the Gemara says that the how can it say, it says, I won't show favoritism and I won't accept bribe. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The judge is fairly. I, what do you mean? He saw Shem Panam Elechav should show favor, right? So the Gemara said, yeah, but there's no makbid on even benching for less than a kazayas or whatever. Okay, well, whatever the case is, but the word Yisa Shem Panam means, what do you call it? Means showing favor. So that's what the Megillas Esther said, the Ramban misread the Gemara. When the Gemara said, and there on the Gimel Beis at the end of source 5, Baruch HaMakshu Lo Nosa Panam LaTorah wasn't talking about this Talmud that he Lo Nosa Panam LaTorah, which prompts Ramban to say, what a strange expression. Should have said She'ovar Al Divrei Torah. So the Megillas Esther, that's what the Gemara means. It's referring to HaMakom, Baruch HaMakom Shehargo Lo Nosa Panam LaTorah. The Shadrach Baruch did not look favorably at all the Torah this guy learned. Because remember the case, the guy was a Meshamish Tanakh Chachamim, and he learned, and it's an ekar of a shan of it. So Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't. All right, because otherwise, if the Ramban is right, okay. All right. So anyway, he disagrees. He defends the Rambam, and he feels therefore there's a drasha gemura. Okay, the drasha gemura that kiruv bilvad is osam in a Torah. Okay, and that's what it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes made a shug, like we said. So Megillas Esther says that it wasn't the Talmud that wasn't those upon him, it was because Baruch Hu didn't look favorable on his learning. Okay. Anyway, based on the story, and this woman, therefore, it's a Raya Brewer that's Asim and Atarat Abkir Abbasis. He defends the Rambam against the position of the Tainan of the Ramban. Okay. Now, interesting Ha'ara that emerges from a Tosus on that Daf and Shabbos, Yud Gimel and Aleph. Okay. Why did Eliyahu Navi ask, Bimei Nida, what did you do? And Bimei Liban, what did you do? If we assume it's all the same, so what's the difference? Okay, so Tosfos right away points out, Lo mishum sheish l'chalek ben nidus l'libun. Don't think that there is no difference. Tamar Mekir, Perak Ma Yisha Yotza, that's what we saw in the Shammah Dalam Beit. What was that? Oh, source 8. Okay, we saw the Gemara and back in source 8, that's Shammah Dalam Beit, Harei ben nidus, Ajit Tavu Mayim. Ela l'fi sheyada Eliyo, shekachai ha-maisa. Eliyo knew that that was the mistake that they made. In other words, Lamaisa, there is no difference between Yemei Nida and Yemei Libun. Eliyahu only brought it up that way because he was trying to show that that was Dafka the problem, right? That was Dafka the problem. However, it's interesting. It continues Tosus now. Okay, that's what we learned. But Tosus continues. We're in Hanan al Barashi, Pirsha Park Afalpi. We'll see more in the Tzubas in a second. Gabi Shmuel, Machav, the Risa, Biyadin, the Smola, the Hain of Mei Libuna. Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel do make a distinction between the Meinida and the Meilibun as to certain things, certain restrictions that are less strict in the Meilibun than they are in the actual Meinida. Okay. However, ain't near a kid of Rashi, but Tosfos, I don't think that's correct. Let's jump down for a second. Look at that Gemara Ksubas. Gemara Ksubas Samach Aleph and Aleph 17. Umeziga Sakos. One of the things you're not supposed to do. Well, our chok is passing things to each other, as we know, right? Which we'll see about. Well, one of the mezigas hakos. So Shmuel machlofa ledvisu biyada the small. Shmuel, when his wife would serve him, she would do it with her left hand. So the right hand. She made a distinction. She did it differently. She did it with her left hand. And Rashi says, what are we talking about there? Rashi ksuba samachav and al divu michlofa le bimei libuno. As if to say that bimei nidusa she couldn't serve him at all. Not with the right hand, not with the left hand. Okay, now bimei libuno she did it with her left hand. Okay. And that's what Tosfos there. Look at 19. Tosfos there in Ksuba Samachal Manal. Do Masal Machal for the Visu. Vashapir Shemachal Leoi Dishonah Bimei Libuna. Demashma Sheish Lahakel Bimei Libuna Bimei Lidusa. Okay? That the implication is, at least the way Rashi learns, that the Mei Libun, we can be make and allow her to serve him, okay, or the pestilence to each other, but not the normal way. But then you may need it, you can't do anything. Mei Libun is room for some leniency to do with the left hand. Okay? And, so we'll come back to Tosfos in a second, but look back now at the other Tosfos in Shabbos, Yud Gimel Beis, all right? Second line of 16, Yud Gimel Beis, Dio Maskel B'mei Libune, Rabbeinu Chanan Rashi, Pirshu, Perek Afubi, that's the Mor Ksubas, we just saw, Gabi Shmuel, Machlof, Alei Dvisi, Biyad, Dismola, Haina, Mei Libune, but the Tosfos ain't near, I don't think there's any difference. Then he thought of something else interesting. He said, Rabbeinu Tam, okay, Rabbeinu Tam, Pirish, Ahoy Regilim Litbol State Vilos. It was a minute. The women would, we're not talking about a case with the babies, and we spoke about that already, right? They would go to the mikveh after they had the baby, and then they would go again at the end of the day. We're not talking about that. It's one of regular mikveh. So Regilim Litbol State Vilos. Tvilos. Achas is called Shiva Luriasa, Shapar Midoraisa, and the Bach Tvila. Achas is called Lakacha, Lakacha Mikla also Ish. But when Tom says that they used to, the women used to go to Mikva twice. They would go to Mikva after the Doraisa time was up for 7 days, and they're no longer bleeding. Okay, so now Midoraisa, remember, Anita can go to the Mikva right after 7 days. Whether she bled 1 day, 3 days, 5 days, or 7 days, but she can go to the Mikva after the 7 days. So they used to do that. That did not permit them to be together. It did not permit them to be together because we pass on like Mzera, that you have to wait Shiva Nekiyim. Okay, so they would. And then we go to the mikveh again after the Shiva Nekiyim. All right? But, says Tosas, there in Shabbos, in Gimel Reis, that's why this guy was Mekel. Okay, and certain things he was Mekel. Not that they slept with each other. She swore, no, Chas V'Shalom. But she admitted, the widow admitted, there were certain things that they were more lax about. Why? Because she had gone to the mikveh. Her nidus period was up, and now we're just keeping the chumrim there and so on and so forth. Now, Shiva Nekiyim, okay, we're not going to do these other actual sexual relations, but certain behavior that they were leading to about. Okay? So the truth of the matter is, when according to Rabbeinu Tam, okay, since they had these two tevilas, the guy was Mako because she already went to the mikveh after the main nidus were up. And now we're only doing this to Rabbanan anyway, because she talked to Rai, so she's done already. All right, she already went to the mikveh for her two months nidus. So now the Raisa, she's done. Now she's keeping the Drabbanan. And by the way, it would turn out that story, there's no Raya. It turns out Rabban that Kirbus is not the Raisa. That's the Rabban when I say, you see, Kirbus is not the Raisa. No, that's because the whole thing was not the Raisa. So you can't bring a Raya that Kirbus is not. Kirbus is the Raisa. When? Before she goes to the mikveh at all. Because you can't bring a Raya that Rabban wanted to bring at the end. The Raya from that story is that you see, Kirbus is not the Raisa. Right, Kirbus is not the Raisa. According to this, I mean, the Tom, there's no Raya for there. No Raya at all, because maybe Kirbus Atake is the Raisa. But there was only Drabbanan, because me, the Raisa, she was already taken care of. She already went to the mikveh. Right? And it's Kirbus is the Raisa before you go to the mikveh. But in her situation with her husband, maybe that's what they followed. So she had gone to the mikveh already. So now we're only dealing with Rabbanan. So therefore, the maximum you can show is that the Kirbosar, their leniencies with Rabbanan. When it's only a Rabbanan chumar that you're waiting anyways. But that can't prove anything about Kirbosar in general. But it could well be the Rabbanan is right. Kirbosar is the Raisa. When? Before she went to the mikveh. So there's no Raisa there. Anyway, that's the Tosas in Shabbos, in Gimel Beis, whatever in the Tom. Moving back down now to the other Tosas of Ksubas on Samach Aleph base, okay? So he says the same thing, basically, right? He says, let's read again. 19, Masha Pirish, Vimachof, Levi Yodav, Tzolom, Melebunah, Masha Sheish, Lohokel, Melebunah, Melebunah, the Chayim Ratzim, Parakam, and Shabbos. But who would, there's an understanding that you can be more Mekel in the Mei Libun than in the Mei Nida, because you may neither take, you know, Shem going to the Mikvah yet. And that's also the story that the Gemara and Shabbos quotes, the Karma made Lusek Mao Etzel, made Lebunah, that's why Leonavi asked it that way. Nira, the Hiragila, Litpo, Akash, Shiva, Luria, Kishaposekas, the Lo Asira, Hashim, the Rabbanan. Right? Once you enter the Mikvah, the only Asir, not the Rabbanan. Avo Bizman has there, nowadays, continues to also, She'ain Regilas, Litpo, Ad Akash, Shiva, Nekim. Our women do not go to the Mikvah until everything's done, until the Shiva, Nekim are done. Then, by us, Take, Ain't chilek ben you may need it, so may leave it. Okay, and that's what's that Gemara in Shabbos, the Tia B'dinos, but I also attach it over my. So Tosos concludes, okay, they would be told after the may need it, and again after the Shiva Nekiyim. Okay, but now we don't do any tefillah after the Shiva, until after all the Shiva Nekiyim are done. So therefore, by us, there's no chilek between you may need it and you may leave it. Okay, that's what emerges from that Tosos. The Rosh also, hereby also, I'm sorry, the Rosh there in Ksubis, forgive me, the Rosh there in Ksubis. Okay, Parak Hey, Tim Chokdalit. Okay. Parakesim Chabdalim. The Rush writes. The Rashi, he says, Rashi compares Mikol Yod, the smallest, being made the woman, Mashma Sheish Lahakel, and is a Russian Ksubas Parakes in Chatala, not Gemara and Daf Samchal. Last Mashiach, Lahaka Yosef, Rilibuda, Venedusa, Vaini Rabbanatam. They ain't chilik with Zman HaZeh. Nowadays, no chilik whatsoever. And why would there be a difference in those days? So the Rush explains, because for the purpose of Taurus, the purpose of Taurus, he says, Shema HaRegim Lipal Achash Menidus Kishaposekas Kodem Petation Nikim Bishul Taurus. Right? They were worked with Taurus. They kept all those until Taurus. So that's on a Duraisa level. So she go to the mikveh after the Shiva Shimei Nidra over, which is Mutter Doraisa, and now it would be permissible for her to work with Taurus. She'd still be Asur to her husband because the other Chumra, but for Taurus purposes. We say the Rosh Hashanah agrees, end of the day, there's no difference for us. So that's the Rosh Hashanah as well. So all this stuff again emerges from this unusual story with this woman. The Rashba in the Torah Tabayis, Bayis Aruch, Bayis Zayin, Sharbeis. Also, and I'm just going to show you all the Rishonim, who all agree that nowadays there's absolutely no difference between when she's seeing Dam and she's not seeing Dam, but hasn't yet gone to the Mikra. Okay? He writes also, 21. The lo sheye hefresh bein yemei asir liyom she'ein she'iro b'hen mamish. There's no difference. Because tehei b'nidosa ad she'tavo b'mayim. Over there, it was different. Maybe in those days they went because of Torah's purposes. Chain Torah's dry Torah. They now became Torah on a Torah level. Okay, so therefore there were some coolers and so on. And he said that was the cooler of Zeu cooler should also Talmud. She Yoshin or Melebuna who be the Alpha Pisham or the Cosmos Nemar Aisha Benidas Thomas Allah Sikra. Okay, Hawker came and she also taught called Kervitashmish, but need the Raisa, Afmash Mikhrimos itself, Kriva Kitashmish. It was basically, because you could ask a question. I mean, it says about this Talmud, you know, there's Kora Harbe, Shana Harbe, and Shimitamakam Zaku didn't know this did. Okay, so the answer is because he understood that since his wife had gone to the mikveh, then there was room for coolers. In other words, that's why. How to stop learning what we first learned, he didn't know that lo sikra, there's an issue of lo sikra. He didn't know that, that could be. But to say that how could he be mekel? The answer is to say that he can mekel after she went to the mikveh, that's a more of a, you know, of a tzad that even someone learning could assume that there are therefore differences. Right, that's the Rashi is pointing out. Okay. Anyway, so there's someone who made that chiluk, and again, as we saw, Rashi does propose such a chiluk. The way Rashi learns the Gemara Ksubas, so Chanana learns the social cause of Chanana, they learn the Gemara Ksubas, or they talk to learn the Halakha Maisa like that. That Shmuel's wife, the first, well, she's a Nida, didn't serve him at all. Then when she became no longer a Nida, but still was waiting 7 days, you know, for the Shuvah Nekiyim, then she served with her left hand. So they make such a chiluk. So it's not so far-fetched now that this Talmud, that's what he thought the halacha was. Okay, now you can ask why they have such a harsh punishment. Okay, that's a different problem. But hear what I'm saying? Hear the Rashba is getting at what I'm trying to get at? In other words, we can ask the question, how did this Talmud make such an error? The answer is not such a wild error, because it's mistaber in some ways. That there's a difference between when we're dealing with the rights, we're dealing with the Rabbana. Right? If we assume she went to the mikveh after the Shiva Nekiyim, now we're on the Rabbana level. So there, maybe, so then we had it. Well, halacha l'maisa came and I've been told, no, we don't make such a distinction. But l'maisa, you know, the truth is that Rashi and Chanan also understood that there could be some chilukim. But of course, the Rashba concludes, umir kol, hagon, lo chilku, but no one else made that distinction and so on, and therefore we should not accept that any kind of distinction. Halacha l'maisa, they quote the Rabbi Avraham, that's the Ravid 22. The Ravid is in the Shara HaPrisha. Simon Aleph 22. Kazma Chanazal, the chol hani mili b'meili b'unayu. I'm going to deduce an usher. Certain things that are mutter or musa may libo, not they may neither. But again, no one else makes that distinction. Okay. And he suggests maybe what the mocker is, a different mocker from the Bryce, another Bryce, Mr. Frey. But he thinks that it's not correct. And the free diet, he says it's a chumar dosa de kula. And therefore, we should not, anyway, he doesn't. You know, he doesn't accept it either. The Rabbi says there's no difference in the Meinida and the Meilibun. I also quoted the Sefer Truma because he adds one interesting sort of sidelight. In Hilchos Nida Siman Tzadi, 23, he said, again, he agrees with the Rav Rishonim that whatever Chumras, the Raises, the Rabbanans, whatever Chumras there are when she actually sees Dam, there are also Chumras when she's during the Meilibun, when she's waiting for the Shiva Nekiyim. And he writes, Bafilu Afar Asira. And what if it extends the Shimon Akiyam are now over, but she still hasn't gone to the mikveh? She's traveling, she's somewhere else, whatever, there's no mikveh. So it says, adds the Sufi Sefer Truba. Bafilu Afar Asira Sulabala Achetitbo, Kechol Chomer Yom Jerobah. And it's not just that the Yemei Libun are treated the same as the Yemei Nidah. But even if the Yemei Libun are over, even if the Shimon Akim are over, but she hasn't yet gone to the mikveh, she's not able to go to the mikveh for the next 3 days, whatever, she's overseas or whatever, no mikveh nearby, so she remains in either. You follow what I'm saying? He's just pointing out. It's not just that the Yemei Libun are like the Yemei Nidah, but anything up until the Tvila, even if it's past the Yemei Libun, the Shimon Akim are over. Okay, but she yet to get to the mikveh. That's still the case. And then he mentions, just as a side point, he adds something else. He says, the Sefer Truma, he says, the reason why, that perhaps they were, we asked before, why did they go to the mikveh after the Shimon HaKiyam? What was a mokar for that? So we said, because maybe for Taurus purposes. But he adds maybe a different reason, because of Tvila Bizman HaMitzvah. There's such a concept, we'll talk about that at the very end, you know, after Pesach, there's a Tvila Bizman HaMitzvah. Maybe a mitzvah to do tefillah at the earliest available opportunity. So therefore, since on a deraisa level, her period of nidus was up because she had 7 days, and deraisa now she's eligible to come to her. So because of tefillah bizman mitzvah, she went to the mikveh. It didn't change her status vis-a-vis her husband, because we still have the chomer of zera of waiting now she was the kiyam, but they went because of tefillah bizman mitzvah. Okay, the Rambam, Paskin in 24, Perek Yud Aleph Vilchos Yisur Bi Alacha Tez Zayin. Ain ha'isha olam etumasa v'yotzei erba. Shiram holds it. Neither is erba, right? Ad shetitbo b'mei mikvah kosher, until she goes to the mikveh, and it has to be in the chatzitzas or whatever else we learn. Until she does that, okay, she remains aser with all the surim chiyuv kares and everything else. So finally, now this brings us to sif aleph here in our siman kuf tzadi hey. So it's 25. Okay, till she counts the shivanikim and immerses in the mikveh. But feel shosa zman aruch below tovla. Even if it's a long time, she never got to go to the mikveh. Tomid he benidosa ad shetitbol. That's how our quotes on the base also. And if therefore during those times, below yischak, don't fool around, below yakarosha, be lighthearted with her and so on. Shema Yargil Aver, because that type of behavior sometimes can lead to other things. Okay? And the Shach points out in Sukkot Aleph 26, Tomi Nivnasa Komar, Afri Me Levu Libuna, Kol Din Nida Yeshla. So the full status, I don't care that she stopped bleeding, okay? It's irrelevant, says the Shach, Kol Din Nida Yeshla, okay? And she shouldn't do anything, Dvarim, Sukkot Beis, the Shach adds, you know, in Margil Avera. Now, the type of things that are associated with, you know, intimate relationship. The Sidrei Tara, don't talk about things that would lead to things that they're not supposed to do at this time. That's okay. Okay, to talk in a loving fashion. So, yeah. To add more? You want to say fakir? You should add more later. Yeah. Add more. Well, it's interesting. To some extent, we do. Okay. We don't add more. We just say. I don't know. I don't think so. Yeah. The Sidrei Tara here is in Kot Nalef. I printed in 27. Now we'll see. We'll see an interesting point along those lines in a second. Not to finish up, but to take a look at the Sidrei Tara. He has a summary of everything. Okay, he quotes on Rabbi Hanana and Rashi, but we don't paskin that way. And it talks about the Talmud, the two tvilas. Okay, six lines down. And quotes the Makaris that we saw. So the Sidrei Tara is a nice summary of everything we saw. Okay? The question is, I thought that you were asking, you know, what we do find, an interesting thing, we do find, well, we find our chukas, but yet we do allow yichud. Right? So that's what I'm going to finish off with here. It's still part of Sifal, to finish Sifal at least for today. If we remember correctly, the Gemara Ksuba is Daftal, 28. Okay, so we talked about when the Kala is a Nida, she becomes a Nida, at the Chuppah, right? So the Gemara says in 28, Ksuba is Daftal, V'chein Misha Pirsa Ishta Nida, as Rashi explained in 29, Ksuba is Daftal, V'chein Misha Pirsa Ishta Nida, B'knisosa L'Chuppah, right? And she became a Nida at that point. So then, as we discussed already, Hu Yashin Bein Ha'anashim, the Yashin Bein Ha'anashim, right? They can't be together. He sleeps with a man, in the same room, and they sleep in the same room, fine. And then the Gemara goes on to say, Darash of Yosef, his own 28, this Ksuba is Dalam Ha'av, Darash of Yosef, Rei the Rabba, which made the Rabba, Lo Shna El Shalom Boa, Ava Boa, Ishtay Yashin Yom. That's only if they never had beer yet. They haven't been together yet. Once they were together, then they can, once they were together sexually, physically, then even though she's a Nida, they're allowed to be sleep together in the same room and so on and so forth. Okay? When it's before, look at next to Rashi, when it's before they were together, who Yashin, they ne'emonim zemze, you can't trust them with each other, right? However, lo shana, they ne'emonim z'yachad ashalo bo, the takif le yitzre. Because the passion and the desire is so powerful at that point, we're afraid people can't control it. But after they build each other, so then you can control yourself. Right? After the Rambam Paskin's Hilchos Yisur Biyah Parakof Beis, Halacha Aleph 30. Rambam Paskin's this way. Also, the Siachar of Erbin Razbein's Kanabe, by the other eyes, you can't have Yichud. Chutz, Aim in Binah, right? There's some exception you could allow a mother with her son, and a father with a daughter. So on, v'habal im ishto nida. That even though it's one of the arayas, the Rambam, again, we discussed at the very beginning of the year, Rambam counts nida as one of the arayas, right? But he said, but there's an exception. You can't have, there's an issa yichud with any of the arayas, but not with a husband, a couple of exceptions. One of them is husband with his wife when she's a nida. However, a chasen shepirsi is nida kodem shivo, but a chasen with a wife became nida before they were together, then taka asa siachim elahi shena ben anashim, hanashim, v'hu yashem ben anashim, but in Bala Birishon, Hakon, Nidme Smutli Siachim. So Yichud is certainly permissible. And that's how Shulchanor says here in the end of Sifalos. In our Siman Kuf Tzad Hei 31, Aval Mutter Li Siachim, the Kevan, Shibboa Lea Pam Achas, Su Lo Sakif Yitri. He had relation with her, so he's not going to have such a powerful desire in the same way anymore. And therefore, bottom line is, the Yichud is permissible with Ishto Nidu. Okay? Now, it's interesting because, but yet, and this is the point I was going to bring out, there are still many harchokas. We allow, it's a strange combination, really. We allow yichud, a lot of the sleep in the same room, because you can control yourself. But we have harchokas, right? Things would seem even far-fetched. So in a way, it's a little strange, right? The Pesukei Tshuva, here in Sukkot Nalef and Har Siman in 32, right? Because the Shulchan Aruch said, I'm going to take a look at back in 25, right? It says, Chayav Adol Lifrosh, if they're here in Sifal, Chayav Adol Lifrosh, Meishu made to Mosa, Chetishma, Tipo, below Yitzchok, below Yacharoshima, right? You're not allowed to be in a joking mood and talk about certain things and so on and so forth. So, not along those lines, the Chidor, the Pesukei Tshuva quotes on Chidor, okay, the Pirkei Avosim, the Asur Lahariach Mabisam Shalom. You shouldn't even smell her perfume, okay? Okay, even though the Torah said Suga Bashoshanim, right, who he can control himself, we'll see what in a second. They call me up on the Ishli Srafi. Okay, and that's what Suga Bashoshanim means. Suga, the Russian Syog, right, the fence, right, the Torah Syog Gamba Shoshanim. It has to have the Ayan Batal Shamsikim, Gimel Shokas, Afili, Mesira, who are dim with some Ishto Nido, he may see him, Murakwa Shokan, Afili, Hokka Asarakwa. He's mocked that even if the perfume is in its jar on the table, it's not wearing it anymore, or whatever. He's still not supposed to smell it because it's arousing. Okay, because we're saying Muhammad the Neil, etc. He says, here's the line: Near Afil Lididan should make Kalim Vitashmish Hamita, tough face is Vitash Hamita, Biotil Derek, son of the Vesta, and come up with a Hergovish and Nida also. Remember, we are leaving aloud Tashmish Hamita, we discussed that at length, son of the Vesta, and so on before we went on a trip. But anyway, but Dibre Hergel be Ishto Asa. Remember we discussed that because well, Tosis had the opinion with the one they was talking about. Remember, what was it? Rabbi Tom said that it wasn't talking about actually sleeping with her, but actual you know, other types of activity. Anyway, that's what the Hebrew does. So we discussed that already. The bottom line is that according to the Piskei Tshuva, when a woman's in need, her husband shouldn't smell a perfume, and not even it's just on the table. Rosh Hashulchan doesn't go that far. Rosh Hashulchan here in our Siman Kuf Tzadi Hei Sif Chav Gimel 33. In Yisach Esatzma Gufo V'deh Bereach Tov, Pshita She'asa Lola Hanas Bereach Gufo. If she soaks it or she spritzes, you know, women, they put perfume on themselves, but also spritz it on their garments, right, to smell good. So he should not then smell that thing, okay? Because he writes, Ein lech giri yetarios mizeh, that's very arousing. That's what perfume is supposed to do. That's supposed to, I mean, you see the advertisements for perfume. They're all, you know, all the advertisements for perfume, they're supposed to be arousing. Okay, so, Ein lech giri yetarios mizeh. Aval mutaras harech shal benisha shalikli. Just he wants to smell it while it's in the jar. The Rosh Hashulchan is leaning about that. Okay, if it's not on her, it's something else. All right. Now, but again, it comes out an interesting thing. So we allow yichud, but we don't allow smelling the perfume on her. So the Torah says shlomim here again, Sukkot Aleph and Har Siman Kuzeriyeh. Aval mutar l'siyacharimo. The dafka in a neseres olav rak mishum nida. But that heter to yichud is only if the only reason she's also is because of neither. Why? The yesh heter l'isur. Why can he control himself? Why can he control himself? Because he knows he's going to be able to sleep with her next week, in a few days from now, right? In other words, he slept with her. He doesn't have that powerful desire that he already fulfilled to some extent that desire, right? And even though there's desire now again, the desire resurfaces, okay? But it doesn't resurface the same power. A and B. He knows he's going to be able to sleep with it in a few days. So that much a person is expected to control himself. That's what he said. The yesh heter li surav ein yitzvah tofo koka. Mashenikin im zinsel shen esheres bala lomis. Asul yachid. Right? If the sultan thought she was zinsel tofo, now she's a sur lebala bola, a sur lebala. Now she can't have yichud because never going to be with her again. So again, that's what's the expression in English? Absence makes the heart grow fonder. Right? In other words, when you can't, when you know you can't be, so it's a different type of a passion. And that really leads into this, the Rashbo already wrote the Tshuva. Tshuva's Rashbo, Chedek Aleph, Simon, Elef, Kuf, Pei, Ches. Okay, 35. You know, just finish with this. V'inami ishto nida hu v'gol v'gol shekol hadvarm elu margilin laverin. Because these are all things which are arousing and lead to the action. In other words, I guess what the Rashbo is trying to say, yichud per se is not arousing. And therefore, we can trust the person, so to speak, a firm couple, that they're not going to sleep with each other just because they're in the same house or even the same room, okay? Because the age is not that powerful. But things which are, you know, in the category of, certainly things in the category called foreplay or you know, things which are arousing, then that is a problem, he says. The margil and laver. And therefore, afilo shatas klim, yadish don't need a liyad also, shalibo gaspo. Ubekrevus me'at. Ika lomechesh lahergel avera. Okay? Krevus ma'at. Even a little bit. Ika lomechesh lahergel avera. Okay? So in that sense, we're more machmer than either, actually. Because he says, by other women, shein libo gaspen, b'dvarim eilu kona shatas kli, kiotzwa ein ben mishar gavera, mi shein libo gaspen. You pass the plate, another woman maybe, you know, he's saying it's different. Okay? But some of whom libo gaspen, okay, that situation. So even a small thing can lead to big isur because of that comfort, that familiarity. All right. So that's why we have these special dinim, special halachos by ishto nida. So the bottom line, I guess, I would say, is a balance. It's almost as though the halachos are there to balance the permission to be together. You need that kind of balance. That's really the philosophy, so to speak, of the halachos. Okay, that's what I think. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Darshan is that pasuk. The pasuk, the famous pasuk, is Shir, Perek Zayin, pasuk Gimel, 36. Shorech agar asar ayech hamozek bitnei harmeskim suga b'ashoshana. Okay, so we said before, maybe suga is lashon siyah. So the Gemara has in Sanhedrin, Laman Zanam, 37, suga b'ashoshana. What does it mean? Shafilu kesuga shel shoshan lo yifritzev and protzos. Like even something small like that, you can't, there's no leniency. But in other words, the Gemara is saying Well, let's read. Hanu davale hu minil Rukana. A certain min, a pekoritz, once came to Rukana. Amrito neither shari liyachtu b'hadi gabra, efshar eish b'noros enim ha'avhevis. A certain min, once challenged Rukana. How can you say neither can be with a husband of the yichud and so on? Okay? You leave the fire burning with the, you know, a place with flammable material and it's not going to go up in flame? Amrale ha'torah, Eida Aleinu Suga Vashashan, Shafilu Kisuga Vashan, will you refer to Mahan Pratos? What does Suga Vashan mean here over here? Because the Rashi says again, in Lama Suga Vashan, Gedura Vashashan, Klomar, Vazhara Kala, Vavdalam Uetis, and the freshman of Erev, and so on, Gedder Avon and Lafsikun. That's the point. That's the halacha, limiting certain things that prevents the bigger thing. You don't have to have a stone wall in between them. Shafilu Enochum and Erev, like Gedder Shoshanim, just a fence of roses, you can step on it, right? That's enough. Okay, that's the idea. So there's no Issa Yichud. That's what he's wondering. This min was wondering, how can there be an Issa Yichud? How can there be a heter of Yichud for an Issa Nida? And Rav Kana answered, Torah tells us, Suga v'Shoshan, the small Suga, the small siog, like the size of a rose, is enough to get them to separate from each other. That's the point. Suga v'Shoshan. Tosfos says on that daf from Hedin Lam Zayin of the Aleph 39. I told either Alain of Suga v'Shoshan. Inyan dam nidus nidrash kishomer. See that the pasuk has a number of meaning. If she just says dam kish, why they pick Shoshan and roses? Right, because roses are red. Okay, roses are red like dam nida. So basically, they're talking about a rose because if a woman says, I saw something that resembled a rose, meaning she saw dam, then they'll separate from each other, despite the height of kash. Right? That's what Tosfos says. Linyan dam nidus nidrash kishomeris dam kishoshana adum arisim yad porish. In tomar v'ho yichud doraisahi, kidarashina mechi, okay, but yichud doraisa. So how can we be talking in general about, how can we talk about, if yichud doraisa, so how could we allow yichud with an ishto nida? So the Gemara says, no, how do we know Yichud Doraisa? Because the pasuk that says, Ki Yasischa Achicha Ben Imecha, and has to be, right? It says the V'yesh Omer, the law also taught El Kain Imo, Ben Imecha, like Imo. The law of Eden, the Mishtai, is never going to be permissible then. I will need it soulfully taught her. Okay? However, Mio Hecha, the law Boal, she never had relations with then, I feel we need us to this Yachid, like we said over there, Exubis. So, bottom line is the pasuk and Shira Shirin. There's a question, I'm afraid that differently. The question that Tosfos is asking is how can you say, no, the min, let's go back to this. I'll finish up with this. This min asked Rav Kana, right? Was it Rav Kana? Who? Who in Rav Kana? Yeah. This min asked Rav Kana, how could you allow Yichud with a woman she's an Eden? How could it be? He gave a nice teretz, Suga v'Shoshana. The Tosfos said, that's a nice teretz, except there's an Issa Yichud d'Oraisa. You know, quote a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, you know, that says Suga v'Shoshana, pasuk in Shir Hashirim, which is not really, you know, halachic. And you say that, therefore, we're going to be matter Issa Yichud. That's what Tosfos is bothered about, right? A nice drasha, but conceptually, how does it work? How did Rav Kana answer him? Maybe just being matter, but Lemaisa, good question, right? The Tosfos says no. He says the idea of the pasuk in Shir Hashirim is not being dochen iser. It's telling us something about the teva of the Yetzer Hara. Okay, this pasuk teaches us the Suga v'Shoshan, this siyog is enough to keep them apart. Why? Because they're going to be together in a week now, whatever, shortly, anyways. So therefore, the holy siyog doesn't apply. You follow that? That's what Tosfos is trying to explain. Okay, I think Tosfos is correct. He's trying to say that the separates from her, even though Yichud Doraisa, but we allow them together because he will separate from her based upon the Suga v'Shoshana. So it's not that the pasuk in Shir Hashirim is brought to uproot an Issa Doraisa. It's saying that the nature of the Yetzer Hara is such that this Issa Doraisa doesn't apply here. Okay, that's what I have to bring out from Tosfos. And finally, the Rosh as well. Okay, he mentioned something else. The Rosh, the very end of Masechet Nida, he has what's called Hilchos Nida B'Kitzer. Take a look at the Rosh. At the very end of everything, he has like, it's not that long. This Hilchos Nida B'Kitzer. And the Siman Bey is 40. He summarized everything, but this will finish. Okay. B'dvarim she'efshar k'atora asher yichud shal kol ha'rayas v'gam nidah b'karis k'sha'rayas. And here's what we write. Ela sh'adavar kosha lizar mi'yichud ishto nidah. It's not practical. Wait, every 2 weeks, you know, they, one of them's going to move out of the house. 2 out of 4 weeks in a month. Okay. How can it be? So, it's not practical. So, Motu Remes, when I make a happy Yichanido, the Darsha Suga Beshashanim, who is Shvilsha, and that's the point. Again, talking about human nature. Who is Shvilsha, Messiahe, Toder Imo, also get a Visavit, see his course, need to sell. Right? They used to be together, so they made these various other Harchakas to remind that she's a Nida. Again, the whole idea of the balance. Okay, counter. You have a Kula of Yichud, it's definitely a Kula, but we counterbalance you know, that's where you can make a heki. Like he writes, and we'll see in the remainder of the simon. Abu Yasek Tzasekera, he puts it on a table, don't pass things in directly, put it on a table that reminds them or whatever else. Okay, don't touch him, don't touch any way, shape, or form. In other words, since they always have equal each other, so we need to remind her. So that again, that's this I'm trying to point out is the balance between the heter and equal, because it's impractical to say one of us wants to move out, we don't want to, one has to move off, we have to punt. Okay, but so we'll allow you to, but you have other things that are designed to balance that out, so to speak, and remind her that she's in either. Okay, all right, we'll stop here. So that's our Dominat Sifalov. We'll continue the sip. Like I said, the seminar will take this in a few days. Okay. Okay, have a good day, everybody.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Yes.